Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Aladdin.
Morning, Vic. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I must tell you, I absolutely love that song. What fantastic music.
We play it all the time. All of our music's fantastic. It's subliminal. Tseva Lachaim, I'll send you a link.
Please do. It was just fabulous.
Did it get you going? Well, it's afternoon there, isn't it?
It is afternoon, and it had me rocking in my chair, and so my secretary is laughing at me, I have to tell you.
Fantastic. Listen, Vic, let's talk about some news out of Australia. A 14-year-old student to write matric. Are you just raising them really smart?
We are. What can I say? I mean, it's an amazing story. A young man, his name is Brad Neiman. He is all of 14 years old, and he's going to be writing matric this year in maths extension, and in physics. One of the youngest students, obviously, in the country, who's going to be writing his matric. He's also doing, if that's not enough, year 11 chemistry, software design, English, and software design and development. So, I mean, when he was in year 2, which is, you know, 6 or 7 years old, he was doing year 5 maths, and he's also become the first student to complete a Stanford University online maths course with full marks. This kid is 14. Amazing. So what I didn't mention, that he goes to Masada College, which is the Jewish school on the North Shore here. And so just a fabulous story. There was a big piece on him in the Sunday paper, which is obviously a national newspaper, right across the top of page 3. Big photograph of the young guy, and with a great story.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay.
It is.
We'll keep an eye on what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I noticed the story said one of the youngest to be writing matric in the country. So I thought, who can be younger? Turns out, when I looked into it, that there's an 11-year-old student doing maths and a 12-year-old as well. So, and he's 14, but he's so... not a shabby effort.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, Vic, some other stories coming out of Australia this morning. There's been an exhibition on Greek Jewry.
Well, that's actually opening tonight. Well, first of all, I need to correct. It has been playing in Melbourne for the last little while, and it's opening in Sydney tonight. And it's called, quite simply, The Jews of Greece. And it's based on photography. There's an extraordinary man who lives in Melbourne. His name is Emmanuel Santos, which, as it sounds like, Portuguese, Filipino background connection. And he's a world-class photographer, not Jewish. Yet he has dedicated his life to photographing Jewish and Israeli icons, people, places. When I went on March of the Living many years ago, when I was editor of the Australian Jewish News, Emmanuel came along as a photographer just to take photographs of the places that March of the Living goes to. And he has now just come back from Greece concentrating on Jewish Greece and the very rich story of what was and is one of the oldest Jewish communities in the world. And that's complemented by a documentary put together by a filmmaker named Carol Gordon. And I have the honor of speaking there tonight, given my own background, Rhodes Island. And that's going to be launched tonight. We have the Israeli and Greek ambassadors coming along, over 200 people, and with many members of the Greek community coming, as well as obviously the Jewish community. So it's just important. It's also important because certainly in this part of the world, the names of Thessaloniki and Rhodes and Greek names don't necessarily come to mind when you talk Holocaust, because here the survivors and the descendants from the Holocaust were from Poland and Lithuania and all the East European countries. So that's important. It's important for the sake of history, obviously, to make sure that Greek Jewry is also on the map in terms of its history and in terms of the Holocaust.
Very interesting. Vic, 4 families have donated $10 million to the Sydney Jewish Museum. Tell us a little bit about the Sydney Jewish Museum.
So, yeah, incredible story in terms of their generosity. The Sydney Jewish Museum is exactly 20 years old. It was established, and it's a world-class Holocaust museum. The way it works is the ground floor is Jewish lore, as in L-O-R-E, and the Tanakh and the Torah and Jewish belief. And then there are no floors, as it were. It sort of spirals upwards. So you gradually make your way up. And apart from the ground floor, it's a world-class Holocaust museum. And it was actually opened 20 years ago, mainly by a man named John Saunders, who obviously had Holocaust background. And it's just had a major refurbishment. And four Sydney families, well, one family, Greg and Kathy Shand, said that they would donate $5 million if the museum could find others to match. And three other families came to the party and said they will put together another five. So these four families have extraordinarily put together $10 million so to ensure the as an endowment fund to ensure that the museum, you know, continues in perpetuity. Around 30,000 high school students come through this museum every year. That's just high school students, plus a matching number of big people and in adults. So it's an extraordinary museum in terms of teaching about the consequences of bigotry, racism, intolerance, and, of course, the Holocaust itself. So it's an amazing act of generosity by four families. And those who are listening who, when you visit Sydney, I certainly encourage you to visit the Sydney Jewish Museum.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Thanks for getting us all caught up on the news from Australian Jewry, Vic. Wish you a good week.
A pleasure. Good to talk to you. And please don't forget to send me that music.
I'm sending it right away. Thanks so much, Vic. God bless. Take care.
Yes.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.